This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They found the clip from Eisenhower's full speech that nobody ever plays. We're going to hit that next segment, and then Jay Dyer takes over. But we hit that break just talking about the state of the world. How do you think the deep state's doing right now? I mean, they're on internal documents. They're really upset. They're really scared. They're trying to act confident. And then what? Do you agree with that or disagree? And what do you think they're going to do next?
I think the deep state is really concerned. And, you know, I think that a lot of times people are scared of these large, powerful entities. But when you go behind the curtain, you see that they may not be as smart as you fear they are. So I think it's so important that we just keep fighting. And that's why when I was given the opportunity to help with your book, I jumped at the chance. I said yes, even though there was so much going on in my life, I just felt like somebody like you needs to be supported in the wonderful work that you do.
And you really helped condense it down. Great job.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like we all need to come together to support each other, to support our right to question things, to, you know, I'll be the first to say, yes, I write these books. Yes, I abundantly document what I say. But I am the first person who is willing to have a conversation with the other side. I would welcome the opportunity to sit across the table from Anthony Fauci, Deborah Birx, any of these people, talk to them. I would have, you know, the book I wrote about Facebook, I would sit across the table from Mark Zuckerberg. I would sit across the table from Sundar Pichai. But what happens is they avoid these conversations. So, you know, I'm here. I'm friendly. I want to have a respectful debate about these issues.
But they don't want that because they don't see us as players.
No, they don't. And, you know, all I'm going to do is keep offering and making it so clear that they are ducking these fights and these conversations, and the American public is getting tired of them not coming out and debating us. They do it with Robert Kennedy. They've done it with you. They've done it with Dr. Andrew Wakefield. They've done it with Dr. Judy Mikovits. They've done it with James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. I mean, why isn't James O'Keefe on every single news broadcast?
I totally agree. So what do you think they're going to do now that they're so cornered?
I wish I knew. I think we're in a dangerous phase because I believe they are cornered. And so I think it is just incumbent upon all of us to stay vigilant because we have the capability to stop their plans. They really don't want an informed public. So maybe it's just 10% of the population that really needs to be informed. And that 10% can be leaders for the rest of the population. So I think we're at a real critical moment. I think that this is a wonderful time for humanity because as much as it's you know, difficult to hear these terrible things, what we're also seeing is that the light of truth is being shown on these things. And I think that, you know, it looks terrible in the moment. We're going through a storm, but we're going to get through that storm and get to the other side.
I think the answer is we've been in a storm for 30, 40, 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
Getting deeper into tyranny. We were asleep. Now you wake up, the ships and all these big waves and storm and everything. We're almost out of it. You can actually see sun up a few miles ahead. And then we're like, oh, my God, this is horrible. But actually, we learned there were still some folks actually awake at the wheel. And so as more people come awake, we have more hands on deck.
Yeah. So I'm excited. You know, it's interesting that I am starting to get recognized for my books. I will talk to people and mention the books, and they're familiar with the books. So I think it's really a fabulous, fabulous time.
Ira, there's a new renaissance happening, and the power structure is going to try to suppress us. But as long as we're not intimidated, they will fail. I want to play that Eisenhower clip, final comment straight ahead, and then Jay Dyer takes over. Stay with us.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm about to hand the baton to the great researcher Jay Dyer, author in his own right. We have a special guest here that helped me write The Great Reset and the War for the World, Kent Heckenlively. He's also written his own new book dealing with what really happened with COVID and more. But the 21-minute speech of Eisenhower in his farewell address in early 1961 before John F. Kennedy took over is something everybody should watch. It's online. Just type in full farewell address, President Dwight D. Eisenhower. And he talks about how powerful corporate interests with money were taking control of government grants through ARPA and then DARPA, and that was creating a technological elite in control of the military-industrial complex. And that's what Kent was getting into earlier, $120 billion per presidential election cycle versus $5 billion to elect the president, but the big pharma being funded by these special interests getting $120 billion, and that's how they've got control of society, and that's where the globalists are going with the medical tyranny takeover. So the tip of their spear is this technological elite using the biomedical system for control. Here it is.
Akin to and largely responsible for the sweeping changes in our industrial military posture has been the technological revolution during recent decades. In this revolution, research has become central. It also becomes more formalized, complex, and costly. A steadily increasing share is conducted for, by, or at the direction of the federal government. Today, the solitary inventor, tinkering in his shop, has been overshadowed by task forces of scientists in laboratories and testing fields. In the same fashion, the free university, historically the fountainhead of free ideas and scientific discovery, has experienced a revolution in the conduct of research. Partly because of the huge costs involved, a government contract becomes virtually a substitute for intellectual curiosity. For every old blackboard, there are now hundreds of new electronic computers. The prospect of domination of the nation's scholars by federal employment, project allocations, and the power of money is ever present and is gravely to be regarded. Yet in holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific technological elite. It is the task of statesmanship to mold, to balance, and to integrate these and other forces, new and old, within the principles of our democratic system.
Okay, so when that came out, the media immediately said military-industrial complex, which he then, the next minute, says is the subordinate of the technocrats. Mm-hmm. They call themselves technocrats. So if we don't understand this, we understand nothing. And so here's Eisenhower, pro-America, not anti-establishment. He just didn't want monopolies controlling everybody. That's where we are, and Kent, that's what you're exposing in your book, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, presidential takedown is nothing more then the metastasization of that cancer, okay? So everything that people have been saying, could the critics have been saying for 30, 40, 50 years, came to fruition in COVID-19. And so that's...
It was its coming out, its takeover.
Yeah, it was...
It's offensive.
It was the takeover, and we need to fight to get our freedom back.
This is Hitler invented Russia. This is their Barbarossa.
Yeah, presidential takedown is the counter to this move. That's why it's so important that people get it, they read it, to understand this is not about Team Red or Team Blue. This is about Team Humanity.
And let's expand on that. He said, a scientific technological elite will censor and control everybody else and create a monopoly of ideas, and that's a great danger. And now we're told science is not questioning, it's doing what we're told, exactly what Eisenhower warned of, the opposite of science.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. That's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Amazing.
You know, he wrote that speech. He wrote a speech. That's not some speechwriter.
If you read the biographies of Eisenhower, it is clear that he was a brilliant man.
Well, he had some of the people that the Manhattan Project and others coming in and bossing him around at the end.
Yeah.
He was like, who do you think you are? I represent the voters.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So I think that this is something for all Americans, because we like to believe that when we go and vote, then the bureaucracy of government responds to the will of that elected leader. And as Paul Alexander details, that is not what's happening. In fact, the government bureaucrats, they don't believe in we the people. Their frame of reference is we in the bureaucracy. And that is terrifying to if you're on the right, if you're on the left, and if you're in the middle.
And when you get this clip out, we have our own big audience, but we're captured here like in the Phantom Zone. When you get that message to liberals, they might wake up, but they are literally in a mind control box. All right, great job helping me write the great reset of the world. InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy as well. Help keep us on air. Can't wait to read your new book. Already going up the charts as a bestseller, even though it doesn't come out for another 3 days, 4 days. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you so much.
All right, great job. Look forward to working with you more. All right. Another great patriot, Jay Dyer, is about to take over, but I'll just say this quickly. If you don't support us, we're not funded by George Soros, military industrial complex, the scientific elite. We're funded by you. We got great products you need. InfoWarsStore.com, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. There's a bunch of stuff that's about to sell out, like X3, DNA Force Plus, Vitamineral Fusion, with the spike that we're keeping it on sale. Get it now. Boost your immune system. Empower your body. Makes your life so much better. InfoWarsStore.com. For the next 47 minutes, Jay Dyer takes over, then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. Jay Dyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis.
And you're
today, I want to talk to you about the big news coming out about Kanye and his celebrity handler. We have, in the world of alternative media, for many, many years, people have speculated, people have theorized, people have talked about the possibility that, in fact, a lot of these celebrities are handled, that they might even have sort of deep state shadow government people in the background, maybe telling them what to do, what they can and can't do, maybe part of their contracts. And in the last year, we've seen two of the biggest celebrities out there put out information that, in fact, suggests that this is the case. Now, first, there was Britney Spears, who in the last, as we know, year and a half, maybe even 2 years, has come out about her conservatorship and that she's kind of in this sort of prison situation. And a lot of people have speculated that her bizarre outbreaks of, you know, weird actions and all the stuff she does on her Instagram, and perhaps even going back many years to the 2000s when she had that famous breakdown and she shaved her head and all this kind of stuff, that this had to do with her being under some kind of control, some kind of mind control. So this was speculated for a long time, but there wasn't hard evidence other than various researchers saying that, you know, they might be sent back to psych wards and mental institutes for reprogramming. And what do you know? We find out from Kanye's tweets that he shared allegedly from his personal trainer that there was this threat that he would be sent back to the psych ward and he would be drugged into Zombieland. And then we had other celebrities, you know, sort of chiming in and talking about this with Kanye, who then ended up soon passing away. I don't know the details of those of that passing away, but it's just odd the timing. It's odd what's going on with the celebrities. So today I want to give a little bit of a background on the history of the deep connections between the deep state and Hollywood celebrities. And this goes beyond just a trainer, you know, something like this. This has to do with many celebrities being recruited into spy work and to be assets. I'm not saying that Kanye is a spy or Britney Spears. I don't know that. I'm just pointing out that we do know in the cases of many past A-list celebrities that they were recruited to do espionage work. And this is a maybe a context for explaining and giving some insight into what might be going on in the case of Kanye, Britney, and other stars who have their careers destroyed after they say and divulge certain pieces of information that are not supposed to be out there, or how Hollywood is controlled. So don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We're covering this murky, amazing backwater discussion of the history of Hollywood intelligence agencies spying celebrity mind control. Now, this has been relegated, as we said, for many years to the kooky, crazy land, and it's just wild. It's out there. And yet, in the last year, we've had two of the biggest celebrities out there come out with claims that they have been mind controlled, that they have been put in to a state of being psychiatrically committed, to being drugged, forcibly drugged, perhaps even, and that this is in some way, controlling them and what they can and can't say and where they can and can't go, especially in the case of Britney Spears. So I know that, we don't really, I think people are wising up to Hollywood and the music industry and how controlled this is. And it's not the most important thing, but the reason it does matter is that it demonstrates a long-term relationship between two seemingly disparate worlds that are actually connected at the hip. And so this is part of what prompted me to write two books on the history of Hollywood and, the shadow government connections and the history of spying and famous celebrities. So let's look at some of that, because it also applies to the music genre as well, right? It's not just that it's in Hollywood. Also, obviously, the music industry has similar connections in this way. And it also extends into the sports domain, professional sports. Now, I'm not that knowledgeable of the domain of professional sports, and I can't speak too much to that. But I do know about the history of Hollywood and the history of the music industry. And we are being vindicated. This is something that people really made fun of for a long time. And this is one of the key reasons why I was a crazy tinfoil hat lunatic, was that I talked about celebrity handlers and mind control and all this kind of stuff. And it turns out it's pretty well vindicated. And why would that be? Why would we have this relationship? Well, if you remember in Edward Bernays' book, Propaganda, he says that we in this so-called democracy are controlled by an invisible group of people that most people have no idea. That's the first page of Propaganda by Edward Bernays. And one of the most powerful ways that Bernays later points out in that book is that Hollywood is one of the greatest engines of propaganda the world has ever known. And this was realized a long time ago. And so a lot of adept admin and psychological warfare guys and people in the OSS and all these different, wartime entities figured out that they could utilize stars and celebrities for propaganda, for product placement, for all these kinds of things that most people are probably familiar with. But maybe not a lot of people don't know that a lot of the celebrities, especially A-listers, were actually recruited into spying. In some of the famous cases, we go all the way back to, even the early Hollywood, the 1930s and 40s. It's pretty well documented that Errol Flynn, for example, was a spy who was more or less favorable to a tiny mustache man, Hitler himself. And as a result of the possibility of certain people in Hollywood favoring potentially the fascists or the Nazis, there were other people in Hollywood recruited to spy on other people in Hollywood. Cary Grant, for example. Cary Grant was asked by MI6 and the OSS to spy on potential Hitlerian allies in 30s, 40s Hollywood, and that included him informing on Errol Flynn. Director John Huston, for example, was famously a member of the OSS. If we think about Julia Child, the famous TV cook, she was a member of the OSS, the predecessor to the CIA. If we think about people like Marlene Dietrich, right, the famous actor, she has a long wild history of sort of flip-flopping and being suspected by both sides of being a spy for both ally and Axis powers. And she offered to spy for the U.S., for the West, and they weren't that interested in her. And ironically, then the FBI began to investigate Marlene Dietrich. At the same time as the FBI was investigating her and was suspicious of her, she then was giving secrets to the OSS. So there's this amazing history of all of these famous A-listers. And you think, well, why would this be? This sounds crazy. Well, it's not crazy if you think about it, because what does a celebrity have? A celebrity has tremendous access to places that most people don't have access to. Celebrities are invited to galas and to dinners and to social events and to meet royalty and to meet presidents and you know, the richest people in the world. So it makes perfect sense that celebrities potentially would be high power recruitment subjects. If we look back to the time of the Cold War, we can note that Jimmy Stewart was actually looking at his history. He was kind of actually a badass. Jimmy Stewart was he flew a lot of combat missions. He was raised to the level eventually of 2-star general, which is something that I don't think anybody else in Hollywood even came close to. And not only did he fly all these bombarding missions during World War II and afterwards, he remained for many, many decades a reserve member of the Air Force. And throughout that time, Jimmy Stewart worked very closely with the FBI. In fact, he even put out a whole movie about the FBI called The FBI Story. He's involved in a lot of propaganda footage from Laurel Canyon Studios, where he was up there sort of promoting and noting the FBI was this great entity that was going to save everybody from communism. And I'm not doubting his sincerity and courage. I'm sure Jimmy Stewart was really sincerely wanting to keep America free from communism and all that, and that's all noble. But it still is illustrative for, one of the biggest A-listers in Hollywood history, up there with Cary Grant, was so closely doing spying work for the FBI. The same with Walt Disney. Walt Disney was working very closely with the FBI throughout that entire, Cold War period. And this partly explains why Walt was able to get the land in Disneyland that he got. And he was actually given a lot of help from the CIA. The CIA is actually who helped Walt Disney get that land and set up Disney and all of that in Florida. And so there's a fascinating history with that. And again, I'm not knocking these people as if I'm saying that, oh, they're bad because, they're always recruited for the purpose of patriotism. And remember that, most people who go into Hollywood or who go into, especially at this time, they didn't know how the world really worked. They didn't know that there was all these, oligarchs and power players that were trying to manipulate people. They're just actors trying to get work, trying to get a job. And then they're usually recruited on the basis of patriotism. Don't you want to serve your country? Well, we might need you to inform on people. And again, this is well known in the history of Hollywood. Think of also of famous people like Coco Chanel, right? Coco Chanel is one of these people who was a famous celebrity from the modeling and perfume world and fashion world. And of course, she was, I think, pretty well documented to have been a spy who had Nazi sympathies. So all throughout Hollywood, we have all these people recruited, people famously involved in espionage work. This also is the character of Audrey Hepburn. Audrey Hepburn was actually involved in espionage work because I think for a time she was exiled and underwent a famine, I think in Belgium or somewhere at one point. And then this led her to inform and give information and pass secrets to the resistance during World War II against the Nazis. So even Audrey Hepburn had a role to play in espionage at that time. And a lot of this has only recently come out. So keep in mind that what was speculated and said to be the case, in the 90s, 2000s, 2010s by a lot of alternative researchers and theorists and even mainline historians has now been vindicated. This has all come out. Much more on the flip side.
The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We're talking about this murky history of the relationship between Hollywood, celebrities, music industry, and intelligence and deep state handling and operations. And is this well documented? Do we have a good basis to say this? Is this just wild speculations and theories? Well, we've been through several of the most famous people in classic Hollywood. But what about outside of America? What about outside of Hollywood? Well, there's quite a few famous people that were also in other countries recruited into spy work. There's this character I didn't even know about this until fairly recently. There's a new movie that came out a few years ago. It's a foreign, I think it's a film from Norway. or Swedish film, and this is about the A-lister Sweden. Her name was Sonja Wiegert. And Sonja Wiegert was the biggest celebrity out there in regard, probably in Europe maybe at the time. And her story is that at the time of World War II, she was recruited by her government to spy for the Allies against the Nazi high command. Now, that might sound like a noble thing to do, but the problem is that her government expected her to become basically a Nazi thought. She was supposed to sleep around with the high command. And she was cajoled into this, actually. She didn't really want to do this. She was happy being an actress. Who wouldn't want to be a A-list celebrity or whatever? And now you have to spy and sleep with these people. And, of course, she was more or less forced into this. I think her dad was arrested by the government to sort of cajole her into it because she didn't want to do this. And she got a really bad reputation. This pretty much ruined her film career. And, of course, all of her native country folk just thought she was, hoeing around with the Nazi high command, to be sassy and lascivious. And it's only recently come out, I guess now that a lot of this has been declassified, that she was forced into spy work. So we have to be careful, I think, when we, make judgments on a lot of the celebrities and these, because a lot of these people are, number one, they're damaged. They might be brought up in abusive situations or homes that sold them into the machinery of celebrity stardom, because a lot of parents are also partly guilty for that stuff. And at the same time, we don't know what these people are being forced into doing. So we have to be careful, I think, in making these judgments, because Sonja Wiegert is a great example of somebody who, this really wasn't her fault. She was forced into this kind of stuff. And her case is fascinating and interesting, and it makes for a really good film. It's on, out there to rent if you've never seen it. It's just called Spy, the story of Sonja Wiegert. I do recommend it. It's a very well-made movie that relates to what we're talking about. And she's not the only example that also there's also in the Soviet Union, there was the famous actress, maybe not as famous as some of the other people, but she was known by according to Hitler, as one of the actresses of the Reich. And her name was Olga Chekhova. And Olga Chekhova was forced into espionage work, most likely. It's not 100%, but it seems that way, to spy for Stalin. So she was actually, I think, Russian by birth, but She somehow made her way into the Hollywood scene and into, she was actually in one of Hitchcock's films. She was a leading lady in a Hitchcock film. And then she ended up spying for Stalin on Hitler. So again, we find that this World War II time was especially rife with espionage work on the part of Hollywood people. And, these are only the stories that have come out. I mean, there's probably dozens more people who were involved in this kind of work that we don't even know about, hasn't even been declassified, hasn't even come out yet. In regard to, let me see if I've covered all the old people. Oh, well, we can't forget the Christopher Lee. All right, Christopher Lee was famously a Royal, I think Royal Air Force, RAF, assassin. And we don't know all of his missions, but he did eventually disclose this. It came out in the British press that, again, one of the most famous British actors of all time, Christopher Lee, Count Dooku, right, Saruman. Saruman was involved in basically assassinating people. And there's a funny clip on YouTube where he's talking to Peter Jackson when they're filming, and they're talking about Saruman getting stabbed in the scene in Lord of the Rings. And Peter Jackson says, "Well, I want you to scream out." And Christopher Lee says, "Well, of course you won't scream when you're stabbed." And he says, "How do you know?" And he says, "Well, because I was an assassin." He says, "When you're stabbed in your back, you gasp for breath." So allegedly, and again, it came out in the British press that Christopher Lee was involved in espionage work as well. So again, multiple people, especially back in that 40s, 50s time period, were recruited into this kind of stuff. Yeah, there's the clip where he's talking about it. And of course, we can't forget the famous examples of Ian Fleming. I won't rehearse that because I've gone over that for, multiple live streams, multiple podcasts and talks, even here on the Fourth Hour, where we've talked about, Ian Fleming having this deep connection with Naval Intelligence, Special Operations Executive, and then going into, Hollywood in the sense of writing screenplays and stories that would become big, Hollywood screenplays and whatnot. So that's an obvious connection there. And then also John Wayne. I'm not accusing anybody of being bad or saying that they were. Again, this was all during a period when pretty much everybody was asked to do this for their country in some degree. If you were a big celebrity, I would suppose. In the case of John Wayne, there was some connection that he had with the OSS, although we don't know exactly what that was and to what degree. We know he really wanted to. But a couple other older famous figures, Frank Sinatra, I think probably most people are aware of Frank Sinatra having a pretty close connection to both the FBI and organized crime, being a kind of a go-between in that capacity. And that also, by extension, seemed to implicate Marilyn Monroe to a degree. Now, I don't know. It's not confirmed that she was spying per se, but she's kind of in the fringes of this world because it does look like, you know, she was involved in sort of entrapment operations, presumably with the Kennedys. And she was sleeping not just with the Kennedys, but also with Sam Giancana or Momo, one of the most famous or organized crime figures of that time, who presumably then had some relationship to the JFK assassination as well as the intelligence agency. So there's a deep connection there. And in fact, Marilyn Monroe, it turns out, was investigated by the FBI because they thought she might be a Soviet. And again, that's probably not true, but she was dating Arthur Miller at one point. I can't remember if they were married or just dating, but I think he was suspected of, communist leanings. And so that then led to her being suspected as well. Another famous figure who had a connection is Lucky Luciano. Of course, Lucky Luciano was working with Western intelligence to provide secrets to the Navy. And I think also had obviously Hollywood connections too. So again, the whole world of organized crime and mob, that ties in as well. I've done talks on that in the past too, so I won't go into that. But today we're covering a lot of figures that most people don't know about. And one more figure that has recently turned up is a new book that just came out. And this is the world of fashion and modeling. And this is the character. Her name is Aline Griffith. And Aline Griffith is the subject of a new book called The Princess Spy. And she was a model from New York who was recruited into being a spy for the OSS and then later for the CIA in Spain. And I'm not exactly sure if she was asked to marry the Count of Romanones in Spain, or she wanted to, but he was apparently one of the wealthiest men in Spain and suspected, I think, of having Axis power leanings. And so she spied on, the elites in Spain to make sure that they weren't leaning, towards Tiny Mustache Man. So, again, over and over and over, we see that these stories come out about people from the fashion world, from the modeling world, from Hollywood, the music industry. They are recruited into this kind of work because of their power, because of their access, because of their status. And it's not out of the ordinary. When you know about this, it makes perfect sense. And this helps us to understand what might be going on in some of these cases of some of these celebrities who end up destroyed in the media or who end up having so-called breakdowns. Right? Maybe there's something more going on than just having a drug addiction, right? We're always told, oh, well, they're all on drugs and they're all having meltdowns. And while that may be the case, it may also be the case that there's more going on in the background. So again, many, many of these figures that we've covered were recruited, and there's many, many more. I'll touch on a couple more when we come back, a more recent Hollywood people that have admitted to having these kinds of relationships. And if you enjoy this, be sure to support InfoWars.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Dr. Jones, I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, in analysis. And we were talking about this long time, deep, dark marriage between celebrities, music industry, and the deep state and the intelligence apparatus. And we covered many, many figures who famously sort of openly discussed this eventually, or it was declassified, or it came out in their biographies, long after their death. And, this relationship continues into the modern period. Obviously, I don't know all of the who might be a spy in modern Hollywood, but a few people has kind of come out and they've been kind of open and frank about this. And we can think of examples like Jennifer Garner, who when she was doing the show Alias, which is all about recruitment into the spy world. And this was a J.J. Abrams a spy story. That was fairly popular. I think it ran for about six seasons. And, after that period, she then, and that show was, by the way, consulted on by the CIA. She went on to do public CIA propaganda and promotional work, PR work. If her relationship was deeper than that, I don't know, but she did in some capacity go on to work in that domain. The same is the case with Angelina Jolie. She went from, training and having a CIA operative as her handler, Melissa Mele from the movie Salt, to then apparently being a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and sort of being public about this relationship, where she then went on to do UN work. And I think a lot of the people in Hollywood who have that kind of a relationship, where they kind of move up that ladder, they, you know, have these CIA handler trainer friend people that help out their career and consult and give them training. Then they tend to go on to work at the CFR or the United Nations. That was the case with Audrey Hepburn, who, you know, after her giving of secrets and information to the resistance at World War II, she then went on to become a big United Nations person. And that's the same, I think, in the character of Angelina Jolie. She's also been involved in that kind of a role. In something similar with the character of George Clooney. George Clooney appears to have had a lot of the similar patterns and background in terms of his work, and then going on to doing that kind of work when it comes to, I think he was the face of the Darfur, if you remember back several decades ago when it was the U.S. needed to have an intervention when it came to Chad and Darfur. That was a big thing that George Clooney was the face of. And you know, a lot of these people who are end up recruited into being the CFO in the CFR and whatnot. I mean, I think that kind of goes above even eventually the level of CIA. But this also demonstrates the point that we're making. And again, like with Jennifer Garner, we have the character of Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck, amazingly, was very open about this, where he basically said in an interview that's been around for many, many years, still public, is still out there. He said, "I think that, in fact, many people in Hollywood are also CIA, and they're basically the same." So it's flip sides of the same coin, basically. And that was in relationship to the close connection that intelligence agencies had with his movie Argo. And so, again, that led to a very open statement from him. That movie was basically made with, you know, intelligence agency consultation. And in fact, in that interview, he revealed that his relationship to this Hollywood CIA marriage goes all the way back to Sum of All Fears back in 2003, which was a, you know, war on terror style thing. I think he's playing Jack Ryan at that time. And in that case, he says that that's where I was really introduced to that level of propaganda in Hollywood. And we see the same thing with movies like Zero Dark Thirty. These are famously openly CIA consulted movies. The same is true with other films like The Recruit with Al Pacino and I think Ryan Felipe or somebody like that. This is many, many years ago. Those are all movies made with open CIA consultation and giving basically the narrative that they want those movies to have. And although I'm not positive of the CIA directly, there's also declassified documents, FOIA requests in the last several years that showed that dozens and dozens and dozens of movies, TV shows for decades have had this deep level of propaganda and consultation and putting messages in, right? Basically, so that's now verified, right? So what all the degrees of that are, whether it's all, you know, what we call predictive programming, that's a further theory that, you know, they're sort of putting events that they intend to do in film. I think there is substantial evidence to prove that. But the FOIA request documents are mainly about propaganda. And so the idea there would be movies or TV shows that give messages about recruitment, that give messages about, you know, future U.S. Conflicts that they want to, you know, pre-prepare and program, I guess you could say, people to accept kind of the propaganda. So we know that that's all the case. The further level discussions of putting the future planned events is a little more speculative, but there does seem to be a significant amount of information for that as well, which could relate to or could explain a lot of the Simpsons predictions or the Family Guy predictions that, you know, kind of everybody on the internet knows about. But this is, again, a very close relationship, a very close marriage that has existed for many, many years. And we really only touched on some of the key examples. We didn't even really go into the world of literature and authors, where many people from the world of literature, many famous authors, Graham Greene, you know, Maugham, T.E. Lawrence, you know, many of these famous writers were also directly connected to the intelligence world. And, you know, I'm not implicating them all as having bad motives, but it illustrates this point. And I don't have any doubt that as we get further up into the modern period, modern day writers also have all those same perhaps connections and desires and influences, you know, to try to explain or to turn the narrative. And there's even a classic clip of, I think, John le Carré, where he's in an interview and he's talking about this relationship as well. So he's one of the most famous, you know, espionage writers. He's sort of the anti-James Bond writer. He's the Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. You know, if you think about it, that's from le Carré, the spy who came in from the cold with Richard Burton. Famously, though, that's another le Carré story. And if you go and watch that, you'll notice a lot of the parallels in that film as well. You know, in The Spy Who Came in from the Cold, you know, the character of Richard Burton is given a cover story. He's given a legend, and he goes and he tries to spy on Marxists and communists who run an occult bookstore. And it turns out the occult bookstore is a front. It's a cutout. And so I my suspicion, again, I think well-founded, is that le Carré was pulling from his own experiences, right? Because I'm pretty sure, if I recall, he had an intelligence background as well. And a lot of people have pointed out the parallels between Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy and, you know, the famous story of the fifth man of the Cambridge espionage ring, which a lot of people have pretty much maybe figured out who some of those the fifth man or those moles, there may be more than not just the fifth man, but others as well. It's kind of come out now. People know who was probably involved in that. So we see that there's always been this deep, dark connection between the world of spying and the world of Hollywood celebrity status and the music industry. There's no telling how many music acts, you know, have been involved in this as well. For example, it famously came out that when, is it Tesla? Take me to the magic of the moment. Right. The winds of change. That was organized by the CIA for Tesla to go and play when the wall came down. That was all a CIA operation utilizing a band for sort of global propaganda. Now, as famously a minute ago, it's on The Guardian. It's famous Guardian. It's all over mainstream news. Now, we've talked about that for many, many years. And then mainstream media covered it, I think, a year or two ago, maybe 3 years ago. And so now it's safe. You could talk about it now that mainstream media has talked about it, even though people in our sphere had talked about that for, you know, at least a decade or more. And so, you know, this is the reality of what's going on in the world. This is how the world really works. You've got these power players in organized crime, in intelligence agencies, in government, you know, high power players that CEOs, billionaires, zillionaires. It's really more like a Bond novel, I guess you could say. Well, we have these Bond villains like, you know, Klaus Schwab and whatnot, and these compromisers who utilize, you know, people to compromise people like Jeff Stein McEffrey, if you remember that guy. So, you know, here's the real world. This is what's really going on. I'm not saying everybody in Hollywood's a spy. I'm not saying everybody. I'm not making any outlandish, outrageous claims, just that the evidence that has come out proves in many of these cases that this is what's going on. And that does give us a context to understand what might be going on with Kanye, Britney. And don't forget the other stars who've had famous breakdowns, right? Amanda Bynes or Lindsay Lohan or, you know, on and on and on. The list goes on and on and on of the celebrities. If you want more on this, I did write two books. I have Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, which you can get signed copies at my website, jaysanalysis.com. There's a shop. And my books go into a lot of depth about this stuff relating to Hollywood. You can also support my work there as well. And don't forget to go to the store in InfoWars store and support InfoWars by getting those products, the DVDs, the documentaries, the health products, all of that. And keep InfoWars in the fight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.